Theater 5 presents Incident at Phong Trang.
Standard attention. Are you finding your little war too rough?
Nobody's supposed to rough up prisoners. The Geneva Convention forbid. Hey, you speak English.
I'm Lieutenant Bogdem of the People's Army of Vietnam. I speak Vietnamese, French, and I also speak English. The blessing from one of your misguided missionaries. Now, who are you?
Corporal Marion Brundage, United States Army serial number RA-126B19803.
Sir.
Say, Lieutenant, could I have some water and a bandage?
You will answer questions first. What was your base and what was your plan of attack?
No offense, sir, but we're not supposed to give anything but name, rank, and serial number.
If you know what is good for you, you will forget such childish ideas. Now you will answer my questions.
Sir, Captain Lewis is
your Captain Lewis is dead. And so are the others.
Dead? Lieutenant Kong, too?
Lieutenant Kong, as you call him, was a traitor to his country. He was caught alive and beheaded.
I can't believe it.
We have no mercy on such scum. He was a dupe of you Americans.
But to cut off a man's head? Civilized people don't do such things.
Last week, the village of Hoc Phong was firebombed by American planes. 84 men, women, and children were burned to death. Tell me, Corporal, is cutting off a traitor's head less civilized than women and children?
Lieutenant, I never hurt anybody in my life, I swear it.
I see. You swear you never hurt anybody in your life, and now you are caught attacking a defenseless village. Well, then, you white murderer, why are you in Vietnam? If not for that... Answer me, Corporal Brundage. What are you here for, if not to ravage and kill you?
Lieutenant, we were not attacking that village. All we were doing was test...
Ah, yes. Testing. Testing what, Corporal Brundage? Your new electronic scanner, wasn't it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, come now, Corporal. We're talking about the scanner. You were the specialist technician in charge of it. When you broke through the ambush, you were seen carrying it with you. Tell me, Corporal, where did you hide the scanner? Answer me, Corporal. Are you deaf?
I was thinking.
Huh? Of what, Corporal? How to concoct a nice fat lie?
I was thinking of Lieutenant Kong.
Kong? What about Kong?
What a swell guy he was. Real decent. And now he's... Why, Lieutenant, he wasn't any older than you, maybe.
Decent? What is so decent about traitors?
I'd have done anything for Kong. He was my friend.
I see. And what about Captain Lewis? He was your friend, too?
He was older, more like my father. But Kong, he was special.
In a people's democracy, Corporal, you will find there are no special people. We are all equal.
Excuse me, Lieutenant, but did you bury Kong?
Enough of this. Where did you hide the scanner?
I don't know. I lost it when I was running.
You're lying.
It's the truth, Lieutenant. Everything happened so fast, and what with the leg wound I got...
All right, then tell me how it works.
Lieutenant, you have no right to ask me that either. Under the convention...
Right! Here, I decide what is right. Do you want me to drag it out of you?
Lieutenant! The Geneva Convention.
Convention? I show you Geneva Conventions. Now, talk. Or I'll have you broiled alive in the sun. Now tell me how your scanner works.
Lieutenant, my arm. You're breaking my arm.
Talk, American assassin.
I never wanted to kill anybody.
If you do not want to kill, why are you in an army?
I wanted to learn a trade. To make a career.
You could go to school for that. That's what schools are for, aren't they?
Lieutenant, back home, I was too poor to go to college. Maybe not smart enough either.
Poor? All Americans are rich. Your pay as a corporal is more than one of our high government officials.
My father's a brakeman on the railroad. That's not much in America. My sister and I, we worked after school to help out.
Don't lie, Corporal. In America, you played games. Basketball. Baseball.
All kids do that in America. Don't you?
In Hanoi, my father pulled a rickshaw. You say you were poor, Corporal. You don't know the meaning of the word. There were days upon end where we ate nothing but roots, Corporal. Roots! Not even a handful of rice. We had no time for games.
Is that why you're in an army, Lieutenant?
I joined our people's army to liberate our fatherland from the imperialistic Americans.
We don't want any part of your country, Lieutenant.
Ah, then why are you here?
Well, they tell us to keep your army from killing off your countrymen.
You're a fool. And you've insulted our people's democracy. You shall be punished. Guard! Guard! Take this liar away. And if he complains once more about his leg, beat him.
Water, water, Lieutenant. I gotta have water.
And
please.
I need information, Corporal. Shall we trade?
For the love of heaven, Lieutenant, give me a break.
Corporal Brundage, is it worth all this? Just to withhold some petty information?
Oh.
Tell me how the scanner works, and before nightfall, you will be on your way to Hanoi. A prisoner of war, safe, comfortable, doctors treating your leg. Think of it, Corporal. Perhaps in no time, you'll be exchanged. Maybe on your way home. Where did you say you lived, Corporal?
Westwood, New Jersey.
Tell me the secret, Corporal, and set yourself free. Go home to New Jersey, your girl. Go home to your folks, your new job, your new life. Tell me about the scanner, Corporal. And go home.
My leg! My leg! Mama! They're hurting my leg!
The scanner, Brundage, the scanner! Or do you want more pain in your leg? Like this?
Where am I? Oh, it's you, Lieutenant.
Your time is short. Unless you talk, that leg of yours will kill you.
I must have been dreaming.
Of home, Corporal, and safety.
I remember. It was about Kung. I was worried about Kung.
Kung? Kung is dead.
His wife and kids. Now that he's gone. Lieutenant, if I die, I want my insurance to go to Kung's wife and kids. You can do it, Lieutenant. You told me. You have people everywhere, right in Saigon headquarters.
You are a fool. A stupid, stupid fool. You don't deserve to live. In the name of the People's Democracy of Viet Minh, I sentence you to death for your cowardly attacks on our citizens.
Lieutenant Buck Dim speaking.
Major Fong. Jim, have you found the scanner yet?
My men are still searching the jungle where the American corporal hid it. Don't worry, sir. We'll find it.
We must get action, Lieutenant. Our Chinese friends are becoming impatient.
I've sentenced him to death, Major, if he won't talk.
No. We must know how the device works. Try again. Try friendship. Gentleness. Try to win his mind. Persuade him that he is doing good. Americans are easy prey for that.
He was friendly with Kung, the soldier we beheaded. I think he could be friends with me also.
Just get the information.
I'll make him talk, Major.
Time
I won't, Major.
3 days, Dim. You'll have 3 days.
Well, Marching!
Yes, Lieutenant.
Give the American prisoner food and drink. Have a doctor treat his leg.
I thought he was under sentence of death.
Do as I say.
Yes, Lieutenant. Bogdem.
Are you still here?
Bogdem, forgive me, but you seem troubled by this American.
Troubled? Baosheng, your eyes see through curtains. Baosheng, close the door. Baosheng, can I trust you, old friend?
You know that, Bogdan.
Baosheng, I must know something. Go to the village of Huifau, near the airfield of the American soldiers. You have been a spy. I want this information for me. Was the American corporal a true friend of the Vietnam, Lieutenant Kong? Or is this just another lie?
I can do this, Bogdan. I have friends there.
Ah, come back quickly. I have 3 days.
Well, Corporal, how are you feeling?
That water sure tasted good, and thanks for the bandage.
By the way, your Lieutenant Kung, we gave him a proper Buddhist funeral.
I'm glad you did that, Lieutenant.
So now you can stop hating us, Corporal.
I never hated you or anyone.
After what I did to you?
No, Lieutenant, I don't hate you. Maybe that's the way my folks brought me up. Maybe because that's the way you do things over here. What do you hate, Lieutenant? Why do you hate us, Lieutenant?
When I was 9 years old, my father, Nung Shem, took me to Hanoi from the country on a holiday. As we walked past the Hotel Splendide, French soldiers shot him dead just because he was there. The French were losing at Dien Bien Phu. Tell me, Marianne Brundage, would you feel differently?
Maybe not, Lieutenant. But I think I'd hate the system that allowed such things, not the people.
Then help us destroy that system. With your scanner, we can wipe it out.
Back home, Lieutenant, we change systems with talk and votes, not with scanners or bullets.
First, we must crush our enemies. Then we will have time for boots and talk.
There's always time for talking, Lieutenant. That's why Kung was my friend. He didn't believe in bullets either.
Corporal, all those things you've been telling me about America, are they really true?
Yes, Lieutenant. Boy, what I'd give to be there now.
Then give me the information. Don't make me kill you.
Last night, I was dreaming of home, my girl, my folks. I woke up, I was crying. I don't want to die, Lieutenant. I'm hoping you find that scanner on your own so I can get home again. But I can't tell you, Lieutenant. I can't.
You're an idiot.
Lieutenant, these last 3 days, talking the way we did, I've learned from you and maybe you from me. I like you, but you're tied to your way and me to mine. I can't be a traitor to my way any more than you'd be to yours.
You stupid! You won't help yourself! You've tricked me! Stupid! Stupid! Stupid!
Bogdan, it is I, Baosheng.
Ah, what did you find?
The American. He was Kung's true friend. Each month, he would give part of his army money to Kung's wife and children to help them live. This he did without telling Kung.
So, he spoke the truth.
And Bogdan, there is something more.
Yes?
On the way back, near the river, I saw something in the bush. Is this the thing we looked for? The scanner! Good man, Bao Sheng! Quick, call the men at once. I will be there, but I must speak to the prisoner. Corporal Brundage, I will make a bargain with you.
Fuck them, I don't want to die, but I cannot...
No. Nothing like that. We found the scanner.
Then why are you...
I have called a meeting of my men. I will tell them we have found it, that you wish to make a public confession. That you know our men fight as well as white men. That only your weapons make the difference.
Well, what good will that do?
If you say this, it will save face for us. I can reprieve your death sentence and send you to Hanoi without angering the men or disobeying my orders.
Mark, why are you doing this?
I think we have fired enough bullets. And before you go, there must be time for talking.
By the Americans' confession! Comrade Shane, take the prisoner back to his hut!
Major! What brings you here?
Jim, this is the third day. We can wait no longer.
We found the scanner, Major. It has been sent to Hanoi by jeep.
And the prisoner?
He will be sent to Hanoi also, after further interrogation.
He was sentenced to death for a cowardly attack on our defenseless citizens.
Major, what point is there in killing him now?
It will be a morale booster for your men, a carnival. You there, soldier, with the prisoner. Keep him on the platform. Jim, you passed sentence on this white pig. Carry it out.
Major!
Draw your pistol, Jim, and shoot him. Or shall I shoot you?
Major, you can't do this.
Jim, are you a traitor to our people's democracy? I order you, kill this man.
What? What's going on? What are you doing with that pistol?
You, soldier, stand away. Jim, draw your pistol. Aim it.
What? Don't let him do it!
Brundage!
Fire, Lieutenant! Fire!
Major! Civilized people! Don't do these things!
Hey, Sergeant! Kronowski just flushed out a commie down the trail.
Oh, yeah?
He's bringing it up here right now.
Come on, you. Bring up that interpreter.
I speak English, Sergeant.
Well, now, what are you doing here?
I deserted.
Yeah? Where from?
Back there. 3 miles back.
Why?
I shot my superior officer.
No kidding. That's real friendly, helping us out like that.
They'll be here any minute after me. It is a big group.
Eddie, alert the scouts up ahead just in case he's telling the truth.
Okay.
Hey, Hennessy, frisk him.
What do you got in your hand, buddy? Open it up. Hey, Sarge. Sarge, he's got somebody's dog tags.
Corporal Mary and Brundage.
That's my buddy! My buddy!
Hold it!
What? Hold on. That's why.
So you shot Brundage. Now you got yours. Hennessy, throw him in a bush. Come on, we got a fight coming up. The murdering dogs. You can't trust a one of them. They're all alike.
Five. has presented Incident at Phong Trang, written by Stanley Rubens, directed by Warren Somerville. In the cast, Robert Dryden, Larry Robinson, Gilbert Mack, and James Monks. Script editor, Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Ralph Herman. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Mr. Lee Bowman. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. That's Theater 5, New York 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.